All right, are we good?
I believe we are here. Welcome everybody.
My face ID doesn't recognize me.
When you get all dressed up, your phone doesn't remember. I remember. Do a little double check because it's just us.
Yeah, we're live. Let's make sure that there's. Yep, we're good.
We're alive. Welcome everybody to another episode of Jokingly Serious.
The show where we stay serious. I just had a stroke.
What show is this? We don't know where we're at.
The show where we get serious and stay silly. I'm so sorry.
And it's getting silly.
Do you smell toast?
Do I smell toes? Don't worry about what I do on my phone. Keep your little piggy away from my little piggies. Well, welcome, guys. It's been a week since we've been here.
It's been 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, like we missed last week.
Yeah.
I feel like I know a week goes in between we do these, but it doesn't feel like a week in between.
Yeah.
But it feels like a whole week has gone by since we've done it because we missed one whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I don't know. Time is all messed up when you're doing, like, a weekly thing like this. Because, like, right after Monday, right after record, Tuesday, it's like, boom, now it's an instant countdown to, like, the next day. And then it's just like, all right, let's fucking get promotion stuff out. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's start writing for the next week. Like, it all happens so fast. And then, boom, we're here. And I'm like, there's no way it's been a week.
Yeah, I was sick.
She was dying.
Sicky poo. And then you were just in Vegas.
I was so getting turned.
I know this is not our usual podcasting day. This was just the day that worked for the both of us after your holiday weekend.
We're just getting back into things. Oh my God, I cannot wait to go into this trip. Let me get ready. I want to go in. I'm so excited. So yes, me and my friend Sarah, we went on a trip to Vegas over the weekend. We had so much fun. We stayed at the Vidara, which the hotel itself was super nice. Like, it was a really nice hotel. It was connected to the Cosmopolitan and the Bellagio through like little tunnels, but it didn't have a casino in it, and it was a non-smoking hotel.
Oh.
So it smelled super nice in there. That's like the nice lobby was really small. Like, it had just it had one little bar, one little market, and a Starbucks. And then you like walk through the tunnels and you go to the Cosmo or you go to Bellagio. Super nice. Go up to a room. And when you like first walk in, you're like, ooh, this is nice. Our view, I should have put one of the videos you see. Our view was amazing. We had a view of the Bellagio fountain. You could see the you could see the Eiffel Tower, you could see the sphere, you could see the high roller, you could see everything. Like, for a Vegas view, this is what you would want. Like, it was perfect. But then you look to the right. In this couch. So, like, it was advertised as a king bed, and then we had a queen pull-out sofa, which we're like, oh, cool. And then in my head, I'd seen a TikTok where somebody had put their bed to a window, and then their, like, view was, like, the Bellagio fountain and stuff. And, like, low-key, I was kind of thinking of doing that. And then you look at the couch. Dude, this thing was covered in cum. Covered. It, like, Sarah and I referred to it as the cum couch all weekend. At one point, I got banished to the cum couch. It didn't last long, but like, we had to cover it with a sheet. Cause like, at first, we just weren't paying attention, and we're just like, oh my God, so nice. And then we like looked, and there's like a big old stain in the corner. There's a big old stain over here, and they're all white fucking stains. A big old stain here. And then we're like, okay, well, maybe we do like the cushion flip trick. I flipped over one cushion. This big ass stain on the other side put all of the other little stains
to shame.
And it was a liquidy drip. It looked like they dropped like a bunch of lube or something on it, and it like stained.
Gross.
It was so gross. And we're like, oh, okay, well, nobody's using that. Like, we found the extra bedding for the bed, and we just put it over the couch, and we like draped it, so at least we could sit on it. It was so gross.
I would have called down to the front and been like, there is a cum covered couch. I would like an upgrade for free, please.
I am so mad because I feel like I was bamboozled. because so I've always done all of my hotels through like Hopper, Expedia, all those things, because I've just assumed that those would be, they're supposed to be websites where they put all the hotels together and just give you the cheapest one. And usually that's how it's always been, you know? Mm-hmm. Never had a problem. Well, apparently with this one, it's a condo hotel. So somebody owns that room that we were in. And so when I checked in, they were like, oh, you checked in with Airbnb. And I was like, nah, I checked in with Expedia. And they're like, oh, like, pretty much said like potato potato bitch, like it doesn't fucking matter, this is how you checked in, this is what you paid for. So I was like, oh, okay. So they're like, okay, so this room specifically is yours, like you don't get room service, or like you don't get like cleaning like service in there, like if we needed something we could call, like if we wanted room service we had to pay extra. We didn't have to pay any resort fees or anything, which was cool. But I think the reason that room looked that bad was because it was specifically owned by someone, and then they're responsible for cleaning it and they're responsible doing everything, because like that's their own unit. And I didn't fucking know that. And like it was not advertised. Like I didn't go into Airbnb to book this shit. I went to Expedia to book a hotel room with an Expedian like website, like a hotel website. So I kind of feel a little tricked, and it was messed up because then I also didn't bring a fucking Bluetooth speaker, because one thing that was like advertised with this was that like this room had a Bluetooth speaker built into the room. Mm-hmm. Well, ours, the little stand that so was supposed to be the Bluetooth speaker, it fucking wasn't. It didn't have any of the buttons. It didn't have any of the stuff. It was complete garbaggio. So pretty much we paid for a very standard, very regular room, just with an amazing view. We pretty much paid all view. All we were paying for was the view. Because then also what kind of sucked is, because we were in this non-smoking, non-casino, in order to like get to stuff, to like get to the drinking, get to the food, we had to walk. We had to like walk through the tunnel, then we had to walk through this big old empty space through the Cosmopolitan, and then we had to like walk all the way through. It was a lot. So it was kind of whack. I give honestly the hotel like a 5 out of 10.
Oh no.
But you're not there for the hotel, bitch. You're there for everything else. And we fucking lived it up. We got there Thursday night. We got all our shit together. We walked out. And right when we got out, there was a big billboard that's like Miranda Lambert, like Thursday night, Saturday, like her weekend. And so I was like, huh, like I wonder how much that shit is. Looked it up, $60. And I was like, well, we're in Vegas. We're going to spend $60 anyways tonight. Like, let's go fucking see Miranda Lambert. Yeah. So we went. We got tickets. We went and saw her concert. It was so awesome. It was such a good time. We kind of kept it chill. I think after the concert, we walked around for a little bit. Well, home. Went to bed. Called it a night. Friday was when shit got crazy. Ooh. We went to the Arte Museum. Oh, I should have. Here, keep. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to pull these up.
Oh. I'm entertaining the people.
Entertain the people for a couple seconds.
Hi. Hello. Oh my god. How are you? I've been given a task of entertaining you. I don't know what he's grabbing right now. I'm just as lost as you are. But we're about to find out. It looks like pictures.
Cody. So.
Do we have photos?
The Arte Museum. It's a new museum that's in Vegas, mm-hmm. and it's a 5D experience. Like you go in and you get fully immersed. It's sense, it's like screens all around, it's like projected all over. The like areas changes. There's a bunch of different areas. The scents were amazing. It was super cool. Well, at the very end, I got these pictures for free, and this kind of shows like the artwork that was on. So this was so like pretend being in the middle of that picture. Like that's how it was. So it's like these, I know that one's kind of small. Here's like a better one. So like there was a beach room. And so it's like, imagine being smack dab in the middle of this picture. Like if you're standing like right here in this wave, that's where like you are in the room. And then you can smell it. You can see all the waves going around. You can see all the like, all the clouds. The other one was the garden. This one's just...
Oh, this and the is garden beautiful. Was beautiful.
It smelled so good in there. There was one room, and I don't have a picture of it, but it was a flower room. That I have been thinking about that scent, and I'm actually really mad. I could have bought like a cologne of it that smelled, because like they had colognes for each room. And I so wanted the flower one. And I don't know why I didn't get it. But this was such a cool experience. We got to, at one point, you get to these little pieces of paper that have animals on them. You get to pick an animal and you get to color the animal. And then you put it in the projector and then it gets projected onto the wall. Like, so you're in a jungle and then you get to make the animals. So I went and colored on and I made my little animal. And then Sarah, she made her animal and she made a purple elephant. And when she put the elephant on, dude, it was a big bitch. She was a poof. She was huge. And we're like, oh, it was such a cool experience. And you walk around and you do the whole thing. And then what was super cool, I gave the guy $10 because he was a cool dude. You have an option of adding on this little like tea area. So after you walk through all the rooms, right before you exit, there's a little tea station. And I think it's like $5 to add. I don't know if you have to pay for the drinks or if it's just the $5. But we didn't add it. Like, we didn't think much of it. But as we're walking over, the guy was like, do you want to do it? And we're like, oh, no, we didn't add it. And he's like, oh, no, you can just do it. Like, I got you guys. So we're like, oh, shit. Like, okay, let's do it. Like, hell yeah. So we're like, okay, I got like a latte and Sarah got something. And so he's like, okay, sit down. So we're sitting at these like black tables. There's giant square and there's just black tables. And it's really dark in this room. So we're like kind of talking and like there's like cool like pictures being portrayed on the wall there. Well, all of a sudden this guy comes over and he brings these like big old cups and like sets my drink down and sets Sarah's drink down. And right when he sets it down, all these flowers start coming up from the table, like around the drink. And this half moon gets projected into my drink. And it just was Sarah's. And we're like drinking it. And first of all, the drink was super good. But then if you like picked up the drink or moved the drink, the flowers like, like the petals would like float away. And then you could like put the drink down anywhere on the table. And then it would like, the projection would follow. Like the moon would always be projected into your drink. And then the flowers were always around your cup. It was the coolest thing ever. Like, I'm so glad he let us do that. I gave him $10. Like, I just put $10 on the little computer where he was sitting, like while he was gone. But like, going back, I would 100% add that because it was the coolest fucking thing ever. So then we got to leave. And then when we were at the little gift shop, he was like, oh, if you leave a review, we'll give you this little packet for free. Cute. So it came with all these. And then I got little green pans.
Cute.
But it was the funnest thing. It was so cool. And then chilled for a little bit. And then we went to Erica Jane. So if anybody doesn't know, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Erica Girardi, a.k.a. Erica Jane, she had a Las Vegas residency and we went to her very last showing. It was super, super fun. We were right there. We were on the railing, like stage us. Erica came over and she fucking made eye contact with me. I looked at her. She looked at me. She pointed at me. She fucking knows I exist now. Like, she saw my face.
Oh my God.
You know, like, in your dreams, all the faces that you see in your dreams are faces that you have seen before. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just create a dream. Like, you can't just create a face in your dream. I'm probably just floating in Erica Jane's dreams now as just a random person because she's seen my face. Like, I'm just, like, in her dreams just hanging out as, like, a little bystander because she has to, like, make faces. And she's seen mine. Ah! So it was awesome. It was so cool. I got such good photos. She sang like it was a fun time. Like, she's got 5 songs. Like, it's not a big thing. So I didn't really think much of like her putting on a really big show. But it was actually a lot of fun. She sang her songs. She did a lot of covers. Like, it was a blast. She like did a whole thing with her dancers, a whole thing with her backup singers. It was super fun. And then after that, we went to Buca de Beppo. Look, me and Sarah got this little, like,
cute. Thing.
Every time we're little matching shirts.
Every time I eat at Buca de Beppo, my tummy hurts.
Okay, so I haven't been to Buca de Beppo in so long, but we went and we got the cheese mancotti. Mm. Just, like,
yeah,
filled pasta tubes.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was so good. And the garlic bread.
No, they're so really good. It just hurts my tum-tum.
That's fair.
It's just heavy.
It's just the sauce.
You know, it's just heavy.
Yeah.
So.
And then after that, that was the trip. And then Sunday we woke up. It was nice because we didn't do anything too crazy on Saturday. So Sunday we woke up feeling pretty good.
Good.
And then we just drove home, chillaxed, and now we're here.
And now here we are.
And it was amazing. It was amazing.
Goodness. Well, what did I do this week?
How was your week off?
I ran errands. I was a little sicky poo, but I ran errands. I had tummy problems. I started casually dating again. Nothing crazy, nothing serious. Just wanting to meet new people outside of my already existing circles. Just because I need new, fresh faces in my life, you know? Yep, just existing. Good day. Looking great. Pulling out the looks. Pulling out the stops. Pulling out them fits.
Honestly, though, can we take a second? Like, I need to figure out how to make shit a lot more, like, smooth, because your Snapchats lately, like this last week, you have been pulling out some looks. Like, I've been looking, I'm like, ooh, that's a nice crease. That's a nice line right there. Ooh, that's a beautiful face.
I can show some of the photos.
They have been pretty good looks this week. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, today, I didn't even decide to do my hair for you guys.
So we have this one. I really like it. I look cool.
See, we can start doing like a whole week, looks of the week.
Oh, looks of the week.
If you just send them to me, PJ. We can make a little.
I was Rudolph for pajama day at work.
I think that one was like really cute.
Yeah. And then this was me last night at Christmas party karaoke. I looked so cool. And then this is what we got going on today. I have some runes on my face because after we're done here, I'm going to a pagan celebration with my sister. So that's exciting and fun. But yeah, my week was pretty uneventful, pretty unexciting, other than I looked fabulous. I spent some time with friends. I spent some time with myself. It was overall a pretty boring week. I do, however, have definitely for this week a song of the week. And it's actually been my song for the last 2 weeks. And that would be Numb by Marina.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about a song of the week this.
Yeah. Numb by Marina. It's such a good song. And for me... I relate to it in certain ways because of my mental illness, but she's just a fantastic artist, and it scratches an itch in the brain, but the song is very powerful. It's very, you know, big, bright, out there. Like, I know things hurt, but you can still shine after you get through it. And it's very nice, very inspirational, and I love it.
I think mine has nothing to do with kind of the vibe. Nothing with how I'm feeling, but just because it has not left my head since hearing it. High heels on my tippies. Don't sit in Cabana all on my titties. Fuck the Club Up by Nicki Minaj. I cannot, and I know everybody else. It's all over TikTok, and I can't get enough of it. High heels on my tippies. Don't sit in Cabana all on my titties. It's so good. It's so good. Like, come the fuck on.
We had two very different songs of the week. I'm all over here like, inspirational, bright, shining. And you're like, yeah, tits.
We're getting turned. Like, we're having a good fucking time. Like, I can't get enough of it. Oh my God, I forgot to tell you. I know, I'm going backtracking a little bit. But it did, because this song was like my song for the weekend. I tried Absinthe for the first time this weekend. Absinthe?
How was that? Did you see the Green Fairy?
So we went to the Green Garden.
Okay, but did you see the Green Fairy?
Dude, I was so fucked up. I don't remember anything. Like, here's the fucking thing. Like, I want to try it again on, like, just drinking that. Because by the time that I drank the Absinthe, I was so fucked up already. And then I walk up to this guy and I'm like, what you got? And he's like, have you tried Absinthe before? And I'm like, no. And he's like, you want it? And I'm like, I'm at the Green Garden. Like, I'm at the Absinthe show. Like, of course, like, let's go. What do you recommend? And he goes, The Hallucinator. It's like, sign me the fuck up, bro. I have no, like, sense of self.
Do you know the traditional way of enjoying absinthe?
It is over an ice cube, right? Or not an ice cube, a sugar cube.
Mm-hmm.
And then isn't it, like, dripped over in, like some slow sort dripped. Of...
It's, like...
With water, right?
It's, like, slow dripped over the sugar cube.
No, I didn't do that. I had a drink with absinthe in it.
And then you're supposed to just lightly sip it. And it can... Back when it was first doing its rounds, since then the formulas have changed for legal purposes. But back then, absinthe was a hallucinogenic. It could cause hallucinations. Nowadays, not so much.
No, and...
Unless you get real... Like, you'd have to go to Europe and get, like...
I will say, find it. I know I didn't, like, hallucinate or anything. It did definitely have the tartness where, like, I had to sip it. It was a sipper. That drink for a long time.
Yeah.
But all I do remember is us having a good-ass time in the garden. We fucking get into... Dude, I was on... You couldn't tell me shit that night. Like, I looked good. I felt good. I felt better than every single motherfucker in there.
Oh, hell yeah. And
I may have ruined somebody's night, but, like, I had a good time. So, you know, there's this thing, and I didn't know it was there, but, like, Sarah and I, we're chilling, right? We're fucking having a good time. I'm up. I'm dancing. Everybody's just kind of, like, in their groups, like, sitting there doing nothing. And so Sarah and I are the fucking, like, we're the entertainment. We're fucking getting down. The DJ was so good. This DJ went from Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas to You Is You, to Yeah by fucking Usher. Or who was that? Who
did Yeah.
How do you put All I Want for Christmas Is You and Yeah? He did it. And he did that shit. And Sarah and I were like...
You were like,
and
oh,
then we're all drunk.
God.
And so we're getting fucking turned. Everybody else around us just standing there. And so, like, Sarah's facing me. We're dancing. And all of a sudden, this big old gold car comes driving in that says gazillion on it.
Oh, man.
And I'm like... I think a fucking car just fucking rolled up in here. And we're like, what the fuck? So we're dancing. And we see these people get out and we're like, what kind of fucking loser bullshit is that? And then these people walk right by us. Dead ass. Was just clowning these people that spent thousands of dollars to roll up in here in a car and then just like get out and walk away. Like, they didn't do anything. Like, the music changed and we're like, oh, woo. Like, Sarah and I were the hypest ones. And then they got out and then they walked away and then we're like, is that fucking it? Like, you paid you paid thousands of dollars, however much it is, to, like, do that. It was whack. But then I, like, found myself in a flamingo exhibit.
Oh, I love vibing. Flamingos.
Dude, Cap...
Oh.
I just wanted to say...
Go for it.
I didn't want to, like... The credit card company that I use tried to motherfucking scam me today.
I like how you were about to say it and then you stopped and you were like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. But now everybody knows. Anyways.
But I technically didn't, so we're fine.
It rhymes with Hapical
Two
Quan.
But anyways, yeah, like, credit card company that I use tried to motherfucking scam me. And I just noticed today, because I went to go, like, you know, it's the holidays, everything. I've been, like, fucking spending. And now, like, I'm pretty much at the end of my Christmas shopping. So now I'm like, all right, let me assess the damages game plan for next year. One of my cards is, like, way overdue. Like, over the limit. And I'm like, that's not fucking right. Like, one, because I've been making my payments, and then I also have just, like, you know, my little monthly payments. So I'm like, that should always at least, like, keep me sane and good. So then I went and looked. December 15th.
Yeah.
That's the day that my payment is due. Well, instead of it being, like, here's my payment, it said it was a past due fee of the exact amount that my payment is due. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. So then I went and looked, and my auto pay is still on. And then I went back to November payment taken out, 15th. October 16th, payment taken out. Previous month, payment taken out. So I was like, okay. Well, then I went and looked, and the past due fee, because I've had those before, I've done fucked up before, those are $40.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, why is this one $28? And why is it the day of my payment. Like, you can't tell me I'm past due the day of. That's the day. I get the day. So I called and I told the lady everything. And at first I started, I was like, hi, I just don't understand. Maybe it was my fault. Maybe I did something. And then she was like, oh no, like it was turned off on December 15th. Wait. I'm like, now shit's not making sense. So then I look, and then the 15th is the Friday that I was in Vegas. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, well, hell no. Like, I was out and about. I was too busy. Like, I didn't even log into Capital One one single time.
Yeah.
Oops. But, like, I didn't go into my app once. So I even told her, I was like, I was in Vegas, I was busy, I know I didn't turn that off. I also think it's super strange that it was turned off, but then now the past due is the exact price. So then I kind of brought up, like, past due payments are $40, not the payment that what my payment is, plus all of this stuff. And she was like, okay. I was like, I don't know. I was like, I know you're just doing your job, but like, if you want to take me to a supervisor or whatever, like, this just isn't making sense. And so she put me on hold. I was on hold for a while, and all of a sudden she came back and she was like, okay, well, like, we can reverse that, but like, this doesn't say, this like won't tell us like how the auto pay got turned off. She's like, but I can turn it off, back on for you. And I was like, lady, it's on right now. Like, and that's what he was even weird. It said auto pay on December 15th, which was previous. So I was like, I don't know what to do now. But she was like, we could reverse it back. But I was like, girl, I went kind of reiterated everything, all these points. And I was like, I understand that you're working. I don't want to get you in trouble. I appreciate all your help. But after all of these points, after hitting like payment dates are different, because when I even got the past due charge, it was 10 days after my payment day on the previous ones. So it was like, this one was the day of. So I'm bringing up all these points to her and I'm like, I know you're just doing your job. I know you're recorded. I know you can't say anything, but you can't tell me this is not scammy as fuck. Like, I was like, I know, you know. I'm like, girl, I know you're on my side. I know you see it. I know you think it as well, but you just can't agree. So like, we'll just leave it at that. And she was like, I'm so sorry, sir. Like, she couldn't say it. She was like, but anyways, I can get this taken off for you. And I was like, yeah, thank you so much. But like, I'm glad, but you know that this
you
is.
You know, bitch.
I just wanted to reiterate. And then I did the stupid thing where I was just like, I'm hoping somebody else calls me because I'm kind of being a little bit of a Karen, but I was like super nice about it. Because I was like, just please put that in there that I'm going to be paying off all of these cards, including my account. So I don't want to do business with you guys. And so I was like, you were amazing. Thank you so much. But please just note that in there. I know it won't do nothing, but it made me feel good. And she was like, yeah, I can do that. Can I do anything else for you? And I was like, no. I was like, thank you so much. You were awesome.
You have a lovely day.
I was like, yeah, thank you. But this was scammy as hell. Because I always try to tell myself and I always try to remember. Because I used to not be good at that.
The delayed reaction that I had with. It's from my allergies. It's allergy season, people. Take your Zyrtec.
It is. No, but yeah, I was just, they almost took my money. And they would have, well, so here's the thing too. I'm like, this has probably happened to me before and I haven't paid attention to it. And then you just pay your next payment or you just, like, I'll just make a big payment randomly. I don't look at my statements too much. And I'm like, how many people around our age are really looking at our bank statements? And I feel like that is what they are hoping is like, I can turn off your auto pay 1 month, charge you an additional, like what you're paying instead of taking it. You're not going to notice because you're not going to pay attention. And then next month you're just going to pay it back. And then I'm going to take that money from you, all millions of people. I'm going to make millions of dollars and then nobody's going to know shit.
Ugh.
And I genuinely believe that that's what's up and that's what's happening. And I caught the ass and they had to give me my money back.
I don't want to get into what kind of situation I've put myself in with this cover card.
I tanked my Discover when I was 18.
I'm going to whisper it to you so that way the people don't hear, but you'll understand.
No, I'm just kidding. If it makes you feel any better.
I owe them a lot of money right now.
I opened a Discover card when I was 18, and it was $1,000. And I used all $1,000, and then I never made a single payment.
Yeah, that's essentially what happened. I opened a Discover student, and it's a $1,500 limit.
They know what they
mean. And at first, I was paying it off. Because at first, I got the credit card to be like, okay, I'm going to put my gas on here. I'm going to put, whenever I go grocery shopping, I'll put it on here. Like, my needed expense, like, my phone bill will go on there, and then I'll just pay it off every month. That's not what happened.
It never happens.
And
I have two credit cards right now, and I tell myself the same thing about them. I have a gas card and then a regular card, and let me tell you, they're both fucking maxed out. Even when you get older, it doesn't work.
I literally don't even know if I could apply for another credit card at this point.
I'd say apply for all of them.
I don't think they'll accept me. I think my credit score is too low.
I am working on mine right now. I'm doing pretty good. I want to get... Well, not anymore. I had dreams of when I turned 25, I want to get a sports car. But I just had to get a new car, so now I have to alter it. But I still want to get my credit really good. So when it happens, I want an electric car.
Ooh.
See, yeah, instead of a sports car, I want an electric car.
Ooh.
They're, like, really cool, dude. I want a Rivian. They're expensive.
I've always wanted...
I will not get one. I'm, like...
My ultimate dream car would be an original 64 Shelby Cobra in cherry red.
Ooh. Looking back...
And it would be for looking, not for driving.
Looking back, my Graham used to live next to this guy who had... What year was it? I want to say it was like a 70 or like 60. Like it was one of those ones, but it was a Ford Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pearl white and the inside was red.
Oh,
and it was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And this guy was like, I know your Graham. I'll give you guys a discount. $10,000. Looking back and knowing what I know about those cars now, he gave us a fat discount because that thing was beautiful and it was like pristine. Damn. What I would have done, dude. It looks so cool.
My eye is watering. That was just such a touching story, Cody.
It really was.
It really moved me.
Or are you crying because fucking banks are scamming us when we already have no fucking money?
I'm crying because you only shut the fuck up.
Thank you so much. We'll be back next week. Thanks for coming into the show.
Oh my god. No. Okay. But listen, here's the thing. It's the holidays.
Happy holidays.
If you don't celebrate Christmas, happy Hanukkah, joyous Kwanzaa, merry Yule, blessed be, merry meat, all of those things. Anyways, Cody, because it's the holidays, and last time we talked about how the holidays have changed as an adult and you have to make your own magic, I want to talk about what the magic used to be for us. So, like, the traditions we had for Christmas growing up as a child. Mm-hmm. And then compare it to what we do now on the regular as a tradition. Because mine has changed several times.
What were some of the things that you started doing?
Well, when I was little, I was in divorced parent households. So I was with my mom and my biological father. And he used to get me on Christmas Eve, and she would get me on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so on Christmas Eve... we'd wake up in the morning and I'd open my presents from him and then we'd go over to his dad's and we would do Christmas with them. And then on Christmas Day, I'd be at my mom's and then we would go over to my Aunt Jan's with all of my cousins and my aunts, my uncles, grandparents, everybody. And we would have just a big Christmas family dinner at like 3 p.m., you know, and then maybe the Cowboys game was on. But the big thing that has always stuck with me that I'm very sad I don't get anymore because I'm now an adult is my Uncle Slim's gifts. So my Uncle Slim is my mom's brother. So my grandma's brother.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he's a quirky old man. And I love him so much. So every year he finds unique ways to give us money. And he's been doing this since my mom was a kid.
Yeah.
So he's been doing this for a very long time. As, you know, we started growing up and my aunt kept having more children, he hasn't been able to be as creative, unfortunately, because there's too many of them now.
That's what's so
there's too many of them now. And he's retired, so, you know, it's not like he's rolling in it or anything. But some of the cooler ones, one that I remember him doing was the box in a 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 box. And he filled the littlest box, right? It was a little folded up piece of paper, and then it was a $100 bill.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
And then for my mom and her cousins, one year, he did cold hard cash. He put money in Ziploc bags and froze them into Christmas tree ice molds.
Oh.
And said that you had to wait for it to melt to get your money. So my mom, and you're about to find out where I get it from. She wonders where I get it from. And I'm like, look. She took hers into the bathroom, put it in the sink, grabbed the hairdryer, turned it on a high, and just started blow drying it. And they were like, Sarah, that's cheating. And she's like, no, it's innovative.
And that is...
And that's taking out the box, baby.
You're just making the process faster.
Yeah, one year he put it in pudding.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was the explanation for that one?
He just put it in pudding. It was just put it in chocolate pudding.
Nice.
One year he put our money into balloons, and we had to shoot at it with a BB gun in the garage.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's dance about it.
Yeah. The infamous duct tape. He would duct tape a box.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That would drive me insane.
He was one of those. And then, and this is his most well-known, the one that he still does to this day because it's the easiest for him to do, is the toilet paper. This man would take the time to unroll a thing of toilet paper and then re-roll it, putting in, like, chocolate coins and dollar bills and little treats and monies.
Trinkets.
And the whole thing, he'd unroll it and re-roll it. Yeah, and it was, like, this is pretty much a full, it wasn't, like, half of a roll. It was a roll of toilet paper per child.
Well, then I'm like,
do you know how many cousins I have?
This big.
You know how many cousins I have? Well, he doesn't stuff every layer. He'll do, like, a couple of squares and then a chocolate coin and then some more chunk of squares and then a dollar and then more chunk of squares and then a $10 and then more chocolate. And yeah, but that's been my experience with Christmas growing up. As I got older, as I shifted away from biological father, since he's out of the picture now, it used to be Christmas Eve with my now dad's parents, and then Christmas Day again with Aunt Jen and Uncle Ray. Since Aunt Jen and Uncle Ray retired, we don't get together with them anymore. They are RVing across the Midwest.
Oh, okay. Legitimately.
They love going to Rocky Point. It's their whole vibe. And so I haven't seen them in a while, and so we haven't done like a family get-together with them. And we also used to do a little family get-together, my grandma's, my mom's mom's, with just like me and my cousins. But we haven't done that in some odd years either. And now grandma has Alzheimer's, so she doesn't know who any of us are, unfortunately. So these days, Christmas consists of doing whatever the hell I feel like it on Christmas Eve if we haven't been invited to something. And then Christmas Day, we go over to my dad's parents. And now we take grandpa with us.
my mom's dad because grandma's in a home. Oh. And we don't want him to feel left out.
No, yeah, everybody's got to be invited. It's the holidays. Mm-hmm.
But I do know that whatever my aunt is doing, I'm not getting invited to it.
It is actually interesting.
If I showed up to that side of the family looking like this, oh, God.
Like, they'd be stunned. They'd be jawed.
You know what I would do? Too much cunt. You know what I would do? I'd make sure I had no eyebrows on. And instead of, like, my runes, it would be the baby Jesus.
Upside down.
And then Jesus on a cross. Crucifixion Jesus.
And then just the Last Supper across your forehead.
I don't know. I put 666 across my forehead.
Okay. Yeah. Serve.
Yeah.
I love it.
Or each eyebrow is 666.
I like that. So that's a vibe. 666 eyebrows. Well, I think it's really interesting because I was thinking about the same thing about, like, a lot of my holidays and traditions and the things that I go do have changed as well. And I just kind of thought that was a me thing because of, like, shit that's happened in my family. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting to hear that your Christmas has pretty much changed.
My Christmases are completely different than what they were as a kid.
When I was a said child, we had a lot of Christmases, a lot of shit to go running. Our Christmas was fucking packed and it was annoying.
At least three.
All the time.
At least three Christmases.
Christmas Eve would be, I think Christmas Eve was always one or two people. I know it was my Uncle Gilbert's house, and that was always Christmas Eve, and then maybe one other person, but I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, no, it was also my Aunt Sandy, but she lived in Fountain Hills, so super far. So, like, Fountain Hills, and then Uncle Gilbert lived, like, right down the street from us, so we try to, like, hit both, and then Christmas Day. Then on Christmas Day, we're doing Christmas at when we wake up with the fam. And then we're going over to my dad's mom's, like my that grandparents. And we're doing Christmas there. And then right after we're done with that, we're going to my mom's mom, to those grandparents. And we're going to have Christmas over there with that big old family. And I swear I'm forgetting something. But all I do remember, it was kind of like that, where it was like, you go here for one Christmas, you go back here for this Christmas, and then you go back for this Christmas, and then you go to this Christmas, and then you go to this Christmas.
Yeah, at least, let's see here, how many Christmases altogether would I have? One with my mom, one, like, in, like, Christmas morning opening presents, one with my biological father, my biological father's dad, my aunt and uncle Ray, my grandparents, and then later, my step grandparents who are now my regular grandparents. So at one point I was doing six Christmases.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's like,
and now I do two. I don't know. No, I think I'm going to a Yule celebration, which is instead of Christmas, because we celebrate instead the winter solstice. We thank Mother Nature for the beautiful bounty that we have had this year, and we hope to bring more bounty into the new year. And then we're going to throw lemons at each other.
Okay.
I don't think that's a proper Yule thing. I think that's just
what they're doing.
Our family thing. I think they just wanted an excuse to throw things at each other.
Okay.
So.
No, now, well, I pretty much don't do any of those things. I don't have any plans Christmas Eve.
I don't have plans Christmas Eve either.
I have to work. So like, I also have six, to work. And then after, I don't know. And then Monday is Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I don't, me and my mom, well, so like now my mom and my dad are separated. So now like we don't do like Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wake up here at my house and not do anything. I'm gonna wake up in the morning, say good morning to my mom, get ready, and then I'm gonna go to my dad's, my grandparents over there, and we do Christmas always there. And then instead of doing Christmas on Christmas Day on my mom's side, we're actually doing it this Saturday.
Oh.
Because it works better for everybody. Yeah. And it's not on Christmas and it doesn't have to be rushed.
Yeah.
We also are a lot more time aware, I feel like, as we've gotten older. So now we're not trying to cram it all on one day. Everyone's cool with, okay, we're doing it the Saturday before. So we're doing a Christmas there. Then Sunday, I'll probably just hang out. We'll see what everybody else is doing. See, maybe go to the bar, Christmas Eve, go party. Ooh. I don't know.
I probably will be high as hell.
Monday, I think I just have, like, my grandma. And then Tuesday is when, so the day after Christmas mm-hmm. is when I'm going to do Christmas with my mom and my siblings. And then Thursday, we're doing part two. So there's two parts, part one, part two. And then the following week, we're doing Friends Christmas with me, Sarah, Sim, Natasha.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like, I'll spread it out. There's no reason to rush anything. No. We got plenty of time. No.
What are you doing for the new year? Do you got any plans for the new year? Because I sure don't. On the 31st. Okay, here's a big thing. Cody, are you ready? This is about to put things into perspective.
Okay.
I am about to celebrate my 1 year marriage anniversary. Ooh. Oh my gosh, me and Dorian have been married almost a whole year. So on our actual anniversary, which is the 31st, New Year's Eve, we're gonna have a nice dinner together. He's mentioned maybe going out somewhere to party a little bit. I don't know if we're gonna ring in the new year together or if we're gonna go our separate ways later in the evening. I personally don't care about ringing in the new year's anymore. It was fun when I was a teenager because you got to stay up late. And it was fun when I was like 18 to 22, 23 because it was like, woo, party. And now that I'm 26, I'm like, I don't drink. I don't drink anymore. I'm just high all the time. I'd be okay with having maybe a friend or two over for a little sleepover. And that's it.
What day is the day?
I think New Year's Eve is a Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a Sunday, and then New Year's is a Monday, which is great because I have off of work on Monday.
I always have Mondays off as well.
I too? Oh, yeah. That's why we do our podcast on Mondays. But we are not going to be doing a podcast on New Year's Day.
Yes.
We will not be meeting at that time. This is going to be our last podcast until January 8th. Because we're going to take this time to be with our families. Uh-oh, did we freeze?
I wonder if a call got through.
No. Sometimes we just freeze.
It's just not doing good.
Sometimes it happens. Sometimes we just freeze. But I think we're okay now.
You know, we're doing a holiday break. We deserve it.
Yeah, we deserve it. We want to spend time with our families and respective loved ones.
I think, too, I feel like we've been doing really good, and I feel like we're following on a really good schedule. Mm-hmm. I have some pretty exciting things that I am working on for the new year mm-hmm. that I'm really excited to. I'm going to introduce them later into the new year when we come back from break.
Yeah.
I want to get everything in order in situation, but I do have new things that I am hoping to work on and add and bring. I'm hoping to maybe bring that swag back. Finally.
Oh, hell.
By myself.
Yeah. Oh, by yourself.
Do a solo. A little sneak peek is maybe bringing that back and doing a little solo thing. Ooh. I bought a book.
You did buy a book.
I got gifted a book. So I'm kind of thinking of maybe a book club next year. Ooh. I don't know. But I have just ideas and this gives me time to work on them, plan them out, get everything all situated. I'm very excited. And then, yeah, I'm actually really excited because I have Monday off as well. And it's been so long since I've had New Year's Day off.
Yeah.
So actually, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going. It's all in moderation and where I say it because, man, this is our one trip around the world that we get. We better be enjoying it every single time and we don't want a single regret. No. So I have this like 50-50, the dog's going ham. I have this like 50-50 like back and forth where I want to, I'm doing it with my birthday. So I think I get a pass with the new year.
Oh, okay.
But like, I want to just try the whole instead of starting your year like partying, getting fucked up, getting hammered, and then like feeling like shit, what if you did like a spa, a pamper, you went hiking, you did a spiritual trip, you did like something like that? Would that put your life trajectory on a better route for the year? So when I turn 25 in April, I want to do something self-care to see if that helps me.
I have been wanting so badly to go do a spa day, right? Because when I was younger, when I was like a teenager, my mom, for birthdays, every once in a while, it was a special occasion, we would do a mother-daughter spa day for my birthday. And there was one time where we did the chocolate package, and the scrub was chocolate, the lotion was chocolate. I smelled like a candy bar. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm an adult now. I can pay for my own spa day. Let me see how much it costs, right? Thinking, you know, nothing of it, being like, oh, it's probably like a massage, just a little extra, just like a massage times two, right? So I'm sitting here thinking maybe like 150 to 200. $450.
Was that for like a whole fucking day situation?
That was, for like, it was like a scrub, a wrap, a paraffin, a massage, aromatherapy. Like, it pretty much was the whole package. But okay. I was like, it's so expensive. Spa days are expensive. Now I understand why it's more of a once in a while luxury. Because Jesus Christ, I also want to do a couples massage, because I think Dorian could use a little relaxation.
It helps. And I mean, so this year I quit vaping, and that has been really good. It was actually like pretty easy.
Yeah.
And so what I did for myself was, I'm already spending the money on vaping. I quit smoking cigarettes because I was fucking poor and I couldn't afford it. I quit smoking vaping because I didn't fucking want to vape anymore. So the money that I was using to spend on vaping, I used it to get a Restore Wellness membership, which is $100 a month, which is fucking a lot. But it's how much I was spending on vapes. So, but instead of fucking using $100 a month to kill myself, I now use it to have access to cryotherapy, red light therapy, compressions, local cryotherapy, infrared sauna.
You know what I want to do?
Love it.
You know what I want to do? I want to do one of those sensory deprivation float tanks. Okay. One of the salt tanks.
They don't have that, but I want to.
Love to do one of those. And here's the thing. I know they usually like play like peaceful music or no music at all. No, I want to be bumping my shit in there. I want to turn on one of my favorite playlists. Probably my BPD playlist, and just float and be with myself and my music and just maybe take a little nap in there.
No, I do want to try those. I was just talking to one of my friends and they had done it, and I would so be down to try that shit out. I'm like, I would just way rather spend money to benefit myself and make myself feel good, especially to just try it. So yeah. Have been speaking, me, Sim, Sarah, Natasha, we always like to try to do like a birthday trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time we've always talked about it, it's always been like, oh, let's get fucked up. Where can we go? Like, get fucking hammered.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, well, maybe can we go somewhere where we can go like self-help, self-care trip? And everybody actually is on board. So I did float the idea of Hawaii.
Because
like,
I've never been to Hawaii.
Me neither. But like hiking, seeing beautiful waterfalls, you know, that's where you can be relaxation. Mm-hmm. And you can still have some drinks, we can still have fun.
Or Puerto Vallarta in Mexico, also stunning and gorgeous.
The Bahamas. That's where you're gonna go get fucked up though.
The Bahamas. No, Puerto Vallarta is very chill. Very relaxing.
We looked up the Bahamas. It's very expensive to get there.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, Hawaii, because like honestly, I didn't know how much I was expecting plane tickets to be to Hawaii, but they were less than what I thought they were. So I was like, ooh.
You know what I think would actually be really good self-care that I do want to go do in the new year? Like, shortly after the new year starts, just to get out all of my pent-up rage for 2023. Start fresh, start new.
The rage rooms?
The rage room, bitch! I want to go to a rage room with my husband so bad, because I think we could get a lot of our issues out there on the table.
I would love
it. And just let go of it all. We can air out our grievances with each other and then hit things with a bat. And call it good, start over completely. I think that'd be so refreshing. And then honestly, because I have rage fits already because of my BPD, they've been a lot better since I got on my mood stabilizer, which they did up my dose, by the way. Hey. And I'm doing good on it. But I think because I get that feeling that bubbles up in me still, and I just have found other ways to release it, but it still builds up. Mm-hmm. I think it'd really benefit me to go to a rage room maybe like twice a year.
I want to do one so bad. It just looks fun. I remember in high school we had a little carnival, and they would bring in like a junkyard car and then charge us like $5 and like give us a couple swings with a sledgehammer.
I remember
in the car, and that was always super fun. And that was like rage rooms before rage rooms became mm-hmm. a thing. Dude, I would do it, and they're everywhere. I don't know. See, that's also the thing, though, too, is, like, I've spent so much time sitting at a fucking bar stool, like, doing nothing and just drinking and spending all my money. It's like, now I want to go do dumb, fun shit. Like, I'd rather go do an escape room.
I was about to say, I also want to do more escape rooms. I used to do escape rooms all the time with my old roommate. That was one of our bonding activities, and it was the way that we could kind of get our frustrations out at each other in, like, a more condensed way, in a constructive way, because I would just yell at him to unlock the thing instead of yelling at him about the garbage or whatever. Oh god. But we used to go all the time, and now I haven't gone in a good while, and I would love to go and do one.
I know, I don't think about things like that. Like, one thing I've been thinking about a lot lately, bowling.
Main event. Oh, wait, speaking of bowling and main event and all that shit, you know where we're having our holiday get-together for work this year?
At main event?
Dave & Buster's.
Oh, God. I do like me and good Dave & Buster's.
We are in charge of our own food and bev, but they are paying for our game cards. Nice. The initial game cards with the initial amount. If we want to reload them, that's also going to be on us.
But we had...
I suggested main event and nobody listened.
Well, main event on Mondays. They do their Mania Mondays, and it's like $10, and you get their games, bowling, and laser tag. That's
what I tried to tell them, because they were like, because my manager wanted to go someplace else that's basically a giant indoor jungle gym, trampoline, obstacle course, escape room type business. I don't know. It seems fun. It seems like something I'd want to test out one of these days, probably with her, because she absolutely loves it. But there was like paintball on there, and there was like castles and coasters and like karaoke and stuff. Ooh. And like the obstacle course, and like we were voting on it. I was like, hey, what about main event? They have bowling, they have laser tag, they have that obstacle course, they have games, they have billiards.
They got
food, like, and they have days that it's really cheap. I think we should check it out. Not a single person listened to me. And then they all decided Dave & Buster's. I was like, main event would have been cooler and cheaper, but okay, dog. Listen, if Daddy Rudy's is paying, whatever.
I wanted to go to Castles
and Coasters.
I feel like that's the singular amusement park that's here in Arizona, and it fucking sucks.
No, they're opening the Mattel one. They're opening a Mattel amusement theme park thing over by Westgate.
But it's not open now.
Not yet.
So not yet. Castles and Coasters is the only...
Castles and Coasters is current as of this second, yes.
And it fucking sucks. Your hand
is sweaty, dude. Yeah. The fuck? I don't know. You got hyperhidrosis?
Yeah, no, honestly, I sweat when I eat, too.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know. It's really weird.
It's wild.
It's just very clammy.
It's wild.
I don't know. I don't know. Should we
round it out? It's
6:30.
Yeah.
I know you got places to go.
Do we want to do this real quick?
I want to, but I'm also like, do we save it and start off the new year?
But then it's last year. I think we do it. I think we do it now, and then that'll be our final.
Let me see if I can get this in here.
So back when we first started our little podcast, it was called Butt Sex, and it was a sexual education podcast. And to round out last year, we looked over the top numbers on Pornhub.com, the top searches.
Last year, we looked at their 2022 year-end review, and this year, we have the 2023 year-end review.
So, we're going to see what all y'all nasty motherfuckers have been researching in your spare time when you're hitting it.
Here, give me 1 second.
Because I know what I'd be watching.
All right, let's see if I can go away. All right, let's sit over here so you can see what we're looking at.
Ta-da!
Boom.
Boom.
The trends that define 2023. Number one, the golden age.
Mature MILFs.
DILFs. GILFs. This is what got me. GILFs and granny is gaining over 100%. Dude, people wanted them sexy grannies this year.
And like, here's the thing. When I was younger, like the idea of a MILF was like, no, like that's too old. Now that I'm inching ever so closer to 30, I'm like, well.
Okay, but a grandma, like a 70-year-old fucking saggy lady?
Well, no, but like that's a what 40-year-old these people want, woman.
A sexy granny.
Okay. This is,
I'm like, MILFs, well, I've been down with MILFs from the beginning because it makes sense. And the DILF, the MILF and the DILF, cool. But like, when I think granny, I don't know, maybe I'm thinking too old.
You're thinking of like a 78-year-old woman.
I'm thinking like your grandma.
Well, because most of the time when it's granny, I think it's like a 55-year-old woman. You know what I mean? Like, she's not ancient, but she is older.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's now, usually like, what I see when it's the granny or the gilf. It's usually like a 55-year-old woman.
Who, like, doesn't even have any children herself.
Yeah. As,
like, a single woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's the old bitches, but
it just gets me. Two is supersized. We want big and bigger. You know us.
Because big is beautiful. The term and big is sexy. Bigger and biggest
grew by 177%, and the search for huge tits, huge cock, and huge dildo by 67%.
And big booty went up. Big booty, big tits. I love, as a plus-sized human being, love seeing that these types of words and phrases are being searched more in porn, because that means y'all into them dummy dicks, and that means I stand a fighting chance.
Well, so here's, like, you know what, what's it called? So, smushing?
Smushing.
Why do I sound like I'm in a cave? Yeah, smushing. That's like, I've heard that's like getting like pretty big this
like
year.
Sitting like sitting on cakes just, and stuff.
And then like and people getting squishing. That's what squish. Literally like somebody sitting like, I know like, oh my God, sit on my face. But like,
yeah,
actually like suffocation, like sit and like crush you
with your fucking fat. Getting them up in there. And
that sounds terrifying. Well, especially too with some of the pictures, and I know I'm always like looking for the most extreme pictures, but it's like the tiniest man and the like, not too big, but like, yeah, a very large woman, and just all the weight on this man's like upper chest, and I'm like, how is his ribs not broken?
Are
they sitting some way? Because it's like all weight. She's just sat. Because
here's the thing. I've been with people before who wanted me to sit on their face, and I was like, okay, and I was hovering.
Right, that's what respect. I would assume. You hover.
But here's the thing. I was hovering out of respect. They said, no, I want you to put your weight down.
No.
I want you to bear weight on me.
You're going to crush my nose.
And I said, are you sure? And no, because their nose was in my booty hole. And then whenever they needed air, they would just... And then go right back into it like a trooper.
the people that do that, they straight up, and it's not even a joke, they straight up, they're like, if I die, glory, glory, what a hell of a way to die. They love it. They love it. And I, as, again, a plus-size person, love seeing this kind of growth.
That's just fucking crazy. Number three was sex machines.
Oh my God, that number is insane.
And you know what? So like, okay, so this actually kind of like freaked me out a little bit, only because I feel like this kind of goes hands in hand with the AI and mm-hmm. the VR and the like, eventually we're going to be in that Black Mirror episode where we're all in yeah. one little box, like, and we only are living through ads, VR and machines. And like, if people are wanting Android cosplay, roleplay, 3D, 1600% more, like, it's going to be such an easy
yeah.
switch.
And the NPCs, because
that the video has to be game, because of the TikTok. Because
of the TikTok, and then just video game related searches in so general also went up. So, 15.
I love the uniform.
Everybody loves a man in uniform. I don't, but...
I don't, not in a comp uniform, but a gay soldier. Soldier search gaining 322% with female soldier outranking military soldier and gay soldier. People wanted to see those strong female characters. Yeah, we always did. Love a strong female lead.
Yeah, they did.
Number five, sexual healing, therapy, massage therapy, therapy sex, foot therapy, massage.
Beautiful.
Yeah, if I heard that, I would assume it'd be like, the porn where they're like massaging the feet and then it turns to like sex or massage yeah. and then it turns into sex.
Yeah.
Therapy sex. What do the people want to fuck their therapist?
No, it's using sex as a form of therapy.
Oh.
Like the Reiki, the very like the sensual stretching and the sensual and then like the whatever the hell it's called.
I'm thinking like it, a role it's, playing it's where very, you're like.
I mean,
doctor, I'm having such I a mean, hard time.
Probably like, that too.
Oh, well, let me tell
it's like,
you.
Oh, well, let me. I know it'll help that. And it's like a blowjob. I feel like head would fix a lot of my problems, actually.
Doctor therapist, why are you on my penis?
Step bro, what are you doing?
Step therapist. Stop that therapist. Okay, let's see. I saved all of these as pictures because I know, obviously, we have this, like, skipping issue. Mm-hmm. Looking at pictures helps a lot. This one was interesting, and my favorite is to look about how significant we are compared to all these other countries. Look at this bar that I'm about to show you.
It's insane.
Compared to the country, the second country. And it makes sense. Boom.
You think maybe we have a problem?
this shows that the United States does. And from
the nasties.
This was actually, and how I know our podcast was actually informational, because this is information that I've done with us, knowing that the United States doesn't have any regulations on their porn makes sense, because all these other people, they are so strict, and that's why.
They have, like, in, like, Japan and stuff, like, if you come across a little traditional... Japanese porn, even on Pornhub, it's blurred.
United States don't give a fuck, and we want it, and you can look at this chart.
Look at it.
We
this
want
literally
it.
The Philippines, the number two, is literally it's a third.
Three times.
It's a third.
The Philippines actually jumped up three spots this year.
Yeah, which is insane.
United States, we will never beat the allegations for being horny.
No. Who's right. at the bottom?
Sweden. They dropped down. They weren't as horny this year.
Wow, Sweden, get it together.
What the hell, little Sweden? All right. That one just shocked me. That one was like one
that
of the
one
funny ones.
That one is kind of insane.
Like, okay.
Sure. Should we do the by state?
Yes.
This is one of my favorites, where we go through the states and see what things are the most popular. Oklahoma, what the hell?
I just like where you can really see where all the people stay.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Some of this makes sense.
Arizona, we're car sex.
We're car sex,
Sarah,
I get it.
Had a good idea where it's too hot to be having car sex here, so we have to just watch it happen. Can't That's be doing fair. It in our cars. Especially That's if you ain't got no AC.
Well, During the wintertime?
California. Asian stepmom.
I don't know why it makes sense, but it does.
I just want to know, Nevada is Vegas. Like, that's their search term.
Yeah.
Utah's Mormon.
Yeah.
The Mormons are wanting Mormon porn.
Okay, just real quick. Can we talk about Texas?
Creamy.
It's just creamy.
It's actually them just masturbating to a bunch of bowls of cream corn. Cream corn and, like, cream, like, soup and, like, cream of mushroom.
Mississippi!
Oh, dude, they're the furries.
Oh, my God!
Kentucky's bouncing boobs.
Oh.
I love that one.
Smoking.
Cartoon porn.
Oh, there it is. In Iowa. Why does that make sense?
It does. Oregon is nearest.
Can we talk about goth being...
Wyoming?
The top... for the most boring state to ever exist. First of all, that thing is literally just a square.
It makes sense, though, because all the alternative
people live there. Yeah, I guess, because, yeah.
And
yeah,
that all would make of the sense. Country boys that want the goth women
that, live there. Yeah, that checks. Nudist in Oregon, that makes sense.
Loud, wet sex.
In North Dakota.
Now, is it loud because it's wet, or do you want both. It to be wet and loud?
Both. Probably.
Tickling.
Swingers.
Love me some good swingers. The thruples are in Maine.
Ugh.
Everybody's got to go head up Maine if you're in a thruple.
Florida.
Fantasy. Double vagina. Vaginal.
Double vaginal. Yeah.
I was if like, two vaginas?
Two dicks in the puss.
Glory hole.
College. Turkish. New Jersey, what are you doing?
They want the Turkish.
What is New Jersey doing?
Alabama is fingering myself.
Oh, I get it.
You know that's because it's their brothers looking at their sister's OnlyFans and they're looking up fingering myself. And that's that.
Oh, God. Okay, but Oklahoma? Sex dick.
Tennessee is giantees.
Giantees?
Tennessee, giantees.
What does that mean?
I think that's the
fat Tennessee women.
I think that it gets the like oversized, like the giant... The supersize kink.
Yep. Also, Hawaii is just Hawaiian. They know what they're about.
They are not.
They know what they're not venturing any further because, frankly, Hawaii hates us.
The sad, alone state over here.
Where nobody Alaska. Says.
They're just keeping to themselves and their sex
my
dolls.
My sister lives in Alaska.
One of my... when I worked at Discover forever ago, one of my trainers, she was from Alaska. And that was her, like, I'm from Alaska. This is my fancy point.
What is your personal most top searched this year? Because I know what mine is.
I don't know. I wish you could do, like, a Spotify wrapped, like, porn wrapped. Like, here's... I don't use Pornhub, though, so I don't really think... Oh. But if I did... Honestly, I like the deep throat videos. I would have, whatever state that would have been in, I would have been in that one.
I've been really into lesbian porn, specifically amateur lesbian.
You help reach this next circle.
And lesbian rimming.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, we have...
Hentai, number one. Always.
Oh, I forgot. There we go.
A MILF coming in at a close second.
Now, these next terms we got here, the most searched terms for 2023, which you helped make lesbian go up number one. You did that.
Me and me alone, baby, searching my amateur lesbian strap-on videos.
Yes, I think hentai was number one last year.
Yeah, hentai's just about always number one.
Man, people can't get enough.
The nerds are really something else.
Anal moved up one. Mm-hmm. We'd love
Big
to
ass and stepmom moved down. Threesome moved down.
I'm surprised stepmom moved down.
Yeah, people aren't as into it anymore. Anime moved up four.
BBC moved up three.
Oh my God, I just hit my microphone. I'm so sorry.
Careful.
Look at Femboy up by 12 and Trans up by 10. Yes. No. I think I also may have helped with some of those.
The Femboy one, they had their year this year. One. Everybody, that's all I could see online was nonstop. Mm-hmm. And here's also the thing, though, too. It's the memes. If there's memes about everybody, like, oh my, like, being attracted to Femboys and they're thinking it's funny, it's because it's real. And yeah. You are being ironic and you're hoping you can, like, be joke and people aren't going to think you're serious, but you actually like it. I see all those memes, and then I see all the people who like them, and then they think they're just being funny, and I'm like, and I know. And
you're like,
ha-ha. I know.
Animation jumped up the most.
It's the cartoons, man. The cartoons. And I think it has to do with the VR and all that stuff. It everybody is just ready to live in their own little world.
It's those little NPCs.
Immature. Yeah. The MILFs, the GILFs. Number 12. We love you, GILFs. I don't know. I can't. See, I don't know. I mean, whose grandpa am I going to fuck?
Not my
grandpa. Would I fuck?
Oh. I would. What's a grandpa that I would have sex with?
Probably they're out there. I did see this old dude in Vegas who was tatted up, ripped, had like a beard, and he was grandpa status, and I was like, I'd smash.
Hmm?
Which ones else did we look here? Okay, we did this one. Ooh, this one's always my fave. The times in which
people are searching.
Are getting it out.
Oh, see, this all makes sense.
Favorite times to watch the porn.
This all makes sense, yeah.
So, boom, if we pull up our little chart here. I think it's actually really interesting that in the morning time, when people are waking up,
They're not doing it as much.
I feel like I know a lot of people, and like that's like a very standard thing. My interest too is like the noon time.
Yeah.
It's pretty much from noon on, people are masturbating.
Yeah. You know what I think this 5 p.m. is? I think this is right when people get home from work.
Dude, they're like, I've been so stressed out.
Like, they left it. Like, okay, so the ones that are at 4 are the people that got off at 3, right? And then the ones that are at 5 are the people that got off at 4. So then, yeah, and then the 6 p.m. isn't as high because they're all stuck in rush hour.
And then by this point, you're not going to masturbate. You're just going to eat.
This is dinner time. This is your show time. This is the shows. And this is prime area. The 10 to midnight is prime real estate. I will say I probably helped with this 11 p.m. bar.
I think you're on the right point where, yeah, people are getting off of work. They're masturbating and then they're cooking dinner. They're chilling and then they're going at it again.
I probably also helped with the 2 p.m.
Well, and this actually shows right here.
Yeah. The lowest is Wednesdays at 5 a.m. and the highest is Mondays at 11 p.m.
11 p.m. is the highest. It's like everybody, you can assume if you message someone at 11 p.m. and they don't message you back, they're jerking off.
They're either jerking it or they're asleep.
I feel like based on these,
usually jerking it.
Now we know they're jerking
and then, it. But then they text you later and go, I'm so sorry, I fell asleep.
I just woke up. It's like, no, you didn't. I know what you're doing because I looked at the Pornhub stats.
I looked at the stats. You were touching yourself, you gross, nasty.
But it, I don't know. I think this is like, why Monday at 11 p.m.?
Why is Saturday the least popular?
People are out and about. People are too busy, or they're getting fucked up, and then they're just gonna sleep instead of masturbate, or they're gonna fuck. They're gonna meet That's a random fair. Stranger and hook up. The During most the popular week, is everybody's Monday. Busy. They can't.
Yeah, most popular is Monday. You gotta start your week off right.
That day is the day where it's like, ugh, I had the worst day. It's the start of the week.
Mondays.
I gotta. You have a case of the Mondays, and that's the only way to blow it out.
Mm-hmm.
We do this one.
I don't think so.
We got a couple in here. Time spent per visit. So I see that everybody.
This is exciting.
Us Arizonians did not make it, sadly. We were not the longest, we were not the shortest.
We were just in the middle. We were
coasting in the middle.
Probably we're sitting around 9 minutes.
These are the time spent per visit. Maryland, 11 minutes and 31 seconds.
It's taking them a while. It's taking them a minute. Taking them a minute. You think they're edging themselves?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not. I feel like they just have like longer people. Also, I mean, only 11 minutes.
Hey,
honestly, if I had a sexual experience, I want it to be like 30 minutes tops.
That's I mean, if I'm, it's like, with someone, yeah. But if I'm doing it myself, I'm on a mission. The sooner, the better.
You're like, I got shit to do.
If I'm just bored and I'm doing it because I'm bored, I'll drag it out. But if I'm like on a mission. I'm wanting to get this over with as soon as possible.
And I feel like that depends on what it is. It's like, am I just chilling here bored and I got nothing to do? Or am I like, okay, I gotta go to bed. I gotta like get in the shower here. I got things to do. Like I'm doing a routine.
Yeah.
And we'll be busting some shit out. Louisiana. You gotta get you a Louisianian.
They be going quick. They're going for it. They're quick. They're in and out. Quick.
I like though that it is all just the span between like 8 to 11 minutes. Like it's not like it's crazy long or crazy short. Everybody's always like, we're all up in there.
What's the fastest that you've?
I don't know.
Because mine's less than 30 seconds.
I feel like probably.
Mine's about 20 seconds. Like to the point where it was so quick that I was actually kind of pissed off about it. So then I waited a while and then came back to it later so I wouldn't be pissed off about it.
I want to, like, sometimes in the morning time, if I do it, like, I want it to be quick because I want to, like, get up and do stuff. So it's, like, quick, but... So, yeah, probably could, like, bust out.
I've been yawning this whole episode. I'm just a little sleepy, eepy baby.
Well, don't you worry, girl. I'm pretty sure. Oh, we got one more.
One more.
We're almost there. The world.
This one's just fun. Most viewed categories.
So we can kind of see the whole entire world.
Damn, they're doing some freaky shit down there in South America.
Well, I like how there's...
How Russia is Russian.
And we get no...
We get nothing for this area over here.
Who is that? Was that Australia? Australia's lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Ebony and Arab for Asia.
That's not Asia, honey. That's Africa. Hold on,
this is Asia.
Yes, this is Asia.
Is it?
Yes, because this is Asia, because this is Russia, and then this is Europe.
Oh, so this is Africa.
So this is Africa. This big one is Africa. Yeah.
Interesting.
And then Asia, and then Europe.
Oh, you're all good with the map.
Mm-hmm. Don't ask me to name any of the countries in there. I just know the general continents.
Anal
down there in South America.
South America.
Here in the U.S. is ebony. We like
We like to be things. Really racist, yeah. but then we like to sexualize them as well.
Which do better? I listen. People of color are gorgeous. I get it. Let's not fetishize them, though, please. Thanks.
There's
a line.
There's this whole thing online, and it kills my vibe every time I see it, man. It fucking makes me so mad. But there's this whole thing of like a porn category, which is like being fucking racist, and people are like sexualizing it. And then I see it, and then it kills my vibe.
That's a no-no.
And literally, it's like people are like. Like it's like sexualizing like MAGA.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like
But Canada coming in strong with lesbian.
With the Libyans.
With the lesbians. Let's go lesbians.
Do a backflip, lesbian.
What's the orange mature? Oh, over here in this part of Europe. Oh wait, oh my god, that's the Balkans. That's the Balkans. That's where my husband's from. So apparently, the Balkans are into the mature ladies.
I'm always just like, is the Russians into the Russians because that's all they are. Mm-hmm. They can look up.
Yeah, it's just weird how some of them are gray. Like
we don't have information.
We don't have information for them.
Well, I think that's like China. Yeah, and stuff like that.
Oh, those are probably places where porn's illegal.
And like we probably don't even. Get the stats. They probably don't have a porn hub over there.
Yeah, because laws. Yeah, especially if it's like, the Koreas.
Yep. Yeah, they ain't doing shit.
Especially mm-hmm. not the North one.
No. Nice. Oh my god! I saw the other day, and I have nothing to say about it. I just wanted to say I saw a North Korea propaganda TikTok. I don't know how I saw it, but it was like, oh my god, North Korea is amazing. And I was like, it was so crazy. And I like, I went through the comments and everybody was like, oh my god, not like North Korea propaganda. Like, what the hell are we on?
Are we sure that it was legit and it wasn't just some big joke?
it looked pretty serious. Like, it looked, okay, I don't know, like, where it came from.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't obviously, like, a specific TikTok account made to promote North Korea, but mm-hmm. it was, like, somebody had found this video and posted the video. And I was just like, what the fuck? Why is there, they're like, oh my God, no, it's so amazing. All the, like, people are amazing and they, like, live their life here.
I know. That sounds like satire, babe. Sounds like satire.
The way I'm saying it is satire. The way they did it with statistics and actual, like, facts and information, it was not. The way I'm saying it is satire, for sure. But
you know what? Thank you. We've had a lovely crazy day. Oh, also, peep the fit, y'all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dude, it was fucking crazy.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, why am I seeing this?
Yeah.
Like, out of everything on TikTok.
I also, here's the thing. There's been a lot of discourse about the things going on in the Middle East with Palestine and Israel and all these things. The only thing that I'm going to say is, I don't know what's going on over there. I just know it's bad.
I know
that. And I think everybody should just stop. Just stop. You know, I mean, that's easier said than done. A girl can dream. But I know what's going on over there. I know it's scary and lives are being lost on several sides. And I just want it to stop.
I agree. It's
why can't we
terrible. It's kids being
why
killed.
Can't we be
but
friends?
Also, we're not politicians. We're no. not informed in any Middle Eastern information. We don't know politics. We don't follow up on stuff like that. We have no education on situations like such. We do a comedy podcast. We are not the people to be talking
to about that. I'm sure that there are podcasts that probably cover that kind of stuff if you are into that, but you won't be really finding that here, even though we do get serious from time to time. We don't get that serious.
That's some seriousness
that's out of our realm. It's
just actually really frustrating because I was just talking, like, it's a very sad situation, and no matter who you are, it's kids being bombed, and that's very sad, and nobody wants that.
No.
But did you see all the, like, drama with Brittany Broski that's been going on with this?
No.
She apparently made a statement, which pretty much was similar to mine. It's like, what the fuck am I to say that? Like, I am not... I'm a comedian.
You don't want me weighing in on this.
She literally worked at a bank before this. Yeah. Like, and she was just like, I'm not the one. And she even made a really great statement. But then she said, like, you can use this as an escape. If you would like to escape from the horrors of this reality and come laugh for an hour, like, please. But, like, I'm going to give this little statement and that's it. And people are mad at her because of her not using her platform or her saying that she is not going to. But it's like, she's not the one.
Here's the thing. Just because we have a social media presence, a social media platform, doesn't mean that we have the knowledge to weigh in on things like that.
You instantly have
Brittany Broski does not carry the type of knowledge needed to have a discussion like that.
A serious one, so
I think it is more than fair to say, hey, you know, I know that what's going on right now is bad and it shouldn't be happening, but that's all I'm going to say on the matter because I'm not, and it's okay to say that you are not informed enough to be talking about
right.
it.
Because you don't have to be.
All I say about it is that it's bad and that people should not be dying.
I keep on it. I know. I try to, like, know as much, but also, like, there's so much out there.
There's so much. And it changes day to day, to day, to day, to day. And it's...
But no, like, yeah. I've been seeing that. And it's a lot of, like, people want these influencers who are pretty much just, like, people our age who are just acting stupid on fucking line.
Yeah.
And that was her thing. She's like, I make jokes about shitting on the toilet. Like, want me to fucking, like, say something? Like, what am I gonna say?
No.
And then people are always like, well, you can use your platform to, like, put a link or do this. And I'm like, you mean the same one that you can go find or the one that you found for her to sell? Like, the things that you already know to do? Like,
yeah.
She's saying what she had to say. A lot of influencers are saying what they had to say. They feel bad. It's a terrible situation. Their heart goes out. Take a moment.
What more is there to do?
Right. Unless I am a political standing activist or I'm a journalist.
Your job is news.
Something in that sense where, like, oh, wait, no. Because of my platform, I now have connections to political figures, or I have connections with people in the country of Gaza. Mm-hmm. How are you supposed to do anything if, like, I mean, we're nobody's better. Like, somebody could easily just go to us and be like, well, why aren't you using your platform? We technically have one. Everyone technically has one. Everyone can get up and say whatever the fuck they want.
There's not much more that we can add that hasn't already been discussed. You
have to just, yes, you have to learn also to pretty much point the fingers where they actually need to go.
Yeah.
Don't point them at the people who are here just to entertain and just pretty much fuck off.
Here's the thing.
Point at the politicians, at the people who are supposed to be running and making big decisions, and for them making bad decisions and them for making wrong decisions.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If you had asked the people in the entertainment industry, on social media, everything like that, to solely cover what's going on, you're going to get tired. You're going to get bored. You're going to know everything there is to know. And then what? Nothing. So you need an escape. You need a place that you can go where you can just turn off your brain. And like Brittany said, unsubscribe from reality for a little bit. And that's okay.
It is. Yeah, it's like,
that's self-care, babe.
It really is. It's like learning really where to put, people are like putting all their eggs in one basket. They're like, I watch this one person and I expect this one person to give me all of the answers and to tell me how to feel and to tell me what to say and to tell me what to think.
No.
And if you don't, then I'm mad at you.
No.
Because you didn't say anything. So now I don't know how to react to the situation and I don't know how to feel.
Yeah.
Instead of them taking the opportunity or taking a second to do further research, to read on their own, to go explore or research 2 fucking seconds to make an opinion of their own. Instead, you can get mad at a creator and get mad that they're not saying what you want them to say or what you want to hear. Because it's not even the fact that she didn't speak up. She spoke up. She just said what she said, something you didn't want to hear.
Yep.
And now you're mad.
Yep.
I just don't get it. And so I don't know. But that's all I got to say on that. We did it, guys.
We did it.
Next year. I'm so excited for next year.
Back next year. Oh my goodness. 2024.
Dude, I want to be able to say we did like 40, 50 episodes
next year.
Like, I know we're going to miss one or two.
I think we can get there.
I know we're going to miss a couple.
And I think I already know what we should talk about on our first podcast back, but we can keep it a little secret, Pooh. And I can tell you off camera.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for this year for our office Christmas party. We're very pink, red and green.
It's Christmas.
We'll see you guys next year. I hope you have an amazing holiday. I hope you have an amazing New Year's Eve.
And be safe. If you are drinking, please have a designated driver or take a Lyft or an Uber.
Oh my God.
Please do not drink and drive. If I find out that any of my friends have drank and drive, I will kill you.
I promise you too. Your $30 Uber is way cheaper than your $15,000 DUI.
Or, get this, $30 or life. Well.
Well. It's a whole thing. Have so much fun.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in. This is another episode of Jokingly Serious,
the show where we get serious and stay silly.
I'm Cody.
I'm PJ.
And we'll see you next year.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
Be safe. Love you.
All right.